Listening assessment task. Understanding a podcast about pollution.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tina's Talk Show, the show that gets us talking about the things that matter most. I'm Tina, and today we'll be talking about pollution with Dr. Scarlett Diaz. For listeners who missed the previous podcast with Dr. Diaz, she comes to us with 15 years of experience working for environmental groups. She's also a leading researcher and speaks about environmental issues across the country. Today, she's going to talk to us about pollution and give us tips about what we can do to help the planet. Welcome back to Tina's Talk Show, Dr. Diaz. Thanks so much for joining us again today.
Thank you for having me, Tina. I'm really happy to be here again. Talking about pollution is another one of my passions.
That's great, Dr. Diaz. We love your passion and your tips. So let's get started. Most of you know what pollution is, but just so we're all on the same page, how would you define pollution?
Great question, Tina. A dictionary gives this basic definition of pollution: the presence in the environment of a substance or thing that has harmful or poisonous effects. Basically, something is in the environment that shouldn't be there.
Right. So what would be some examples of those things that shouldn't be in the environment?
Well, the environment includes all of the natural world: the land, the water, the air, the creatures, and so on. Let's think about water first. In Canada, our water is generally clean, but some big factories, for example, dump bad chemicals into the water. These chemicals can contaminate or pollute the water. Freshwater bodies, like lakes and rivers, can break down the bad chemicals over time. However, research has found that when there is too much pollution, the ecosystem, which is all the plants, animals, weather, and landscape that interact together to support life, can get out of balance. Plants and fish, for example, can be affected. They can get sick and sometimes die.
Before you go on, I wanted to add that polluted water doesn't just affect the ecosystem, it also affects humans. Recently, I saw some dead fish in the lake. I believe that the lake is being polluted by factories. I'm not going swimming in that lake anymore. The water can make us sick. Isn't that terrible?
I'm sorry to hear that.
I have another example of water pollution in the oceans: garbage. Have you ever seen those pictures of sea animals with bags wrapped around their fins? It's so sad.
Yes, that's so terrible. I feel so bad for those animals.
I know, right? Getting back to what you were saying about pollution in the land and water, what are other examples of pollution?
As I mentioned before, we also have air pollution. We can define air pollution as when the atmosphere, or the air, is filled with particulate matter. That means that there are tiny particles, so small that we can't even see them in the air. Many things cause air pollution, such as driving cars, dust, and smoke from forest fires. Air pollution can affect our health. We can experience air pollution in smog.
Smog. That's a combination of smoke and fog, right?
Right you are. Well, smog is very bad for human health. Breathing in smog can cause problems with your heart and lungs, for example.
Yeah, it's really problematic. Smog only happens in the summer, doesn't it?
Actually, no. We can have smog at any time of year.
Maybe we need to do another podcast on smog.
Yeah, anytime. For now, let's return to the broader topic of pollution. We've talked a little bit about water and air pollution. What other kinds of pollution are there?
I don't know. What else is there?
There's also noise pollution. Have you noticed how quiet it is when you're out of town, in nature?
Yeah, of course. You can only hear the wind, birds, and bugs.
For sure. There are no sounds from cars and trucks, industries, loud music playing, hair dryers running, and so on. When a place is noisy most of the time, This is what we call noise pollution. We know that this type of pollution can actually cause heart problems over time.
Oh dear, I didn't know that. As far as I'm concerned, we all need to spend some time away from noisy cities.
Yes, although that's not possible for everyone, it would be nice. To sum up, there are many different types of pollution. Today, we talked about water pollution, air pollution, and noise pollution. There are other types of pollution, but we won't talk about those today. Let's move on to some tips, okay?
Great idea.
If you look on the Environment Canada website, you will see that preventing pollution means that we do not create pollution in the first place. It is better not to create pollution than to try to clean it up afterwards.
That's a good point. All right. In our last podcast, we talked about using cars less often, using less hot water, and eating less meat. What else can we do to prevent pollution?
Well, a simple tip is we should not litter. We need to put our garbage in the garbage can and not just leave it on the street.
I know. I hate seeing litter. Sometimes I walk around and pick up the garbage on my street. If I don't do it, who will?
In addition, we can try to limit our use of single-use plastics. For example, instead of getting a disposable cup at the coffee shop, we can bring a reusable cup. Instead of plastic cutlery at a fast food restaurant, we can bring our own cutlery.
That's right. I have an aunt who keeps a knife and fork in her purse.
What a great idea. We can also do those things around the house, too.
Like what?
Well, when I cook, sometimes there's leftover oil in my cooking pan. We should never pour that down the sink. We should always let the oil cool and then put it in the compost or the garbage. Doing this will keep the oils out of our lakes and rivers.
Uh-huh.
We can also use natural cleaning products rather than ones with harsh chemicals. For example, I clean my kitchen counters with vinegar and water rather than bleach. But it's important to do your research. You want to choose the safest cleaning product for what you're cleaning.
Of course. Sometimes you really might need stronger chemicals to clean something. I guess it's best to choose environmentally friendly cleaning products whenever possible.
Yes. Taking care of the environment is the job of individuals like you and me. It's also the job of the government.
Yeah. What is the government doing now?
The government of Canada is working on many things to protect the environment. I truly believe that the government is investing in a lot of really great things.
Like what?
Well, one example is electric cars, which are cars that do not use gas. You plug them in and they charge, like your cell phone. The government is encouraging us to buy electric cars. If we do, the government will give us money.
Wow, that would be nice.
For sure. We also know that the Canadian government is investing in renewable energy. You know, energy like solar power from the sun or wind power.
Right. Well, that's great. It's clear to me that we all have a part to play in preventing pollution, individuals and the government alike.
Before I forget, I'd like to add one more thing about air pollution. The Canadian government publishes air quality information every day for different cities. You can look online for the air quality index in your area. Please pay attention to this. If the air quality is bad, try to stay inside.
For sure, poor air quality can be especially bad for seniors, pregnant women, and young children.
That's right, Tina. People who are sensitive to bad air quality can start coughing, have swelling in their ankles and feet, and feel lightheaded.
Okay, Dr. Diaz, that's our time for today. Thank you so much for coming on to Tina's talk show and for talking about pollution and sharing tips for preventing it.
It was my pleasure.